Good afternoon, Senator Rosen, Representative Warren, members of the Criminal Justice Committee. My name is Omi Amarasingham, and I'm the Advocacy Director for the ACLU of Maine. The ACLU of Maine is opposed to the expansion of Maine's criminal code. Criminalizing new behavior does little to solve society's problems and instead has contributed to the crisis in funding and space in local jails. The consequences of increased incarceration are devastating to our communities, and the impact on budgets already strained under a struggling economy is alarming. Between 1980 and 2010, incarceration rates across the country rose sharply as a result of public policy, laws passed by Congress and in 50 state legislatures each year that collectively drove incarceration rates dramatically upwards, so that in 2008, one out of every 100 adults in the United States was behind bars. However, in recent years, state legislatures have made a concerted effort to reduce the number of people under corrections control by reclassifying crimes, investing in diversion programs, and rejecting new crimes. As a result, imprisonment rates fell 8.4% nationally between 2010 and 2015. Maine has made strides as well, with incarceration rates falling 9.8% in the past 5 years. Crime rates are also down 14.6% nationally and 25% in Maine over the same time period. But our work is not done. The United States accounts for nearly 25% of the world's prison population while having only 4% of the general population. We imprison more people per capita and in total than any other country in the world by far. We continue to spend millions of dollars locking people up for health and safety violations while we cut funding for schools and social services. Here in Maine, we spend an average of $52,000 per inmate each year. In 2010 alone, the Maine Department of Corrections spent $124.8 million in prison expenditures, and the state spent an additional $8.1 million in prison-related costs outside of the DOC's budget. Adding new crimes to Maine's criminal code will only mean spending more money on our jails and prisons. Sound criminal justice policy must respond to social harms in a way that addresses underlying problems, fosters safe and healthy communities, serves the needs of victims, and imposes real accountability on those who commit harm. A sound policy does not reflexively assume that imposing more criminal penalties signifies a more serious engagement with the problem. LD 92 imposes a severe penalty on persons who are by definition already engaged in felony conduct. We do not believe that the threat of additional criminal sanctions will change behavior in this circumstance. We ask you to vote ought not to pass. And I would just add that, Senator Rosen, the bill that you mentioned last year that gave immunity from criminal prosecution to folks who called in if there was a drug or alcohol overdose, we would support that kind of a policy to address this problem.
Thank you. Any questions for Omi? Seeing none, thank you very much.